Welcome to the Family Room, where we offer hope, encouragement, and wisdom centered on biblical truth and Catholic teaching, because God's kingdom begins at home. Now welcome your hosts, Mari, John, and Craig, right here on AM 1160, The Quest, your Atlanta Catholic radio.
And welcome, dear listeners. We are so happy to be with you here on the Family Room today. As you just heard, I'm Mari Cleveland. I'm here with my co-hosts, John Gordon and Craig Wiesmeyer. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And so we usually are here bringing you a full hour of the Family Room, but today, obviously, as you know, if you've been listening to AM 1160, The Quest, your Atlanta Catholic radio, we are in the midst of our pledge drive. So we're so excited. So you just heard right before our music for our new show started, you heard from Dr. Ray, and he's just one of the examples of many wonderful folks that we have here on The Quest. You get to hear so much different programming. And as we hear at your local Atlanta radio station, we're listening to EWTN and all of the different shows that we do have here available for you to listen to. We heard a lot of people like the father with Dr. Ray, with Greg and Lisa Popcheck. We realized there were a lot of people who were helping with anybody who was dealing with a lot of different problems. And so what we realized is we wanted to have a show that was more around helping marriages and families specifically. And that's why we created the Family Room. And we bring to you different speakers, different theologians, different authors, different just people who have done a lot of work in ministry around marriages and families, because as we know, marriages and families are under attack. And so that's why we have a little bit of a different niche for our show that's here every Wednesday at 11 a.m. You can listen to us. You can listen to us live on those days, or you can also go to our podcasts, and those podcasts you can access through the app. And Dom has been telling you all morning, get the app on your phone, get the app on your phone. So you can go to the app, or you can also stream us at www.thequestatlanta.com, and you can listen there as well. But what we always do on the Family Room, if you've been listening to us, you know this, we always start with prayer. And Craig, I know this morning, especially since we're talking about saints, you have a special saint prayer that you'd like to share with us as we start.
Absolutely. Saint Ignatius, excuse me, has always been very profound in my life, given I went to high school at Saint Ignatius. And he has a prayer of surrender. So if I can, I'd like to start with that. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Take, O Lord, and receive my entire liberty, my memory, my understanding, my whole will. All that I am and all that I possess, you have given me. I surrender it all to you to be disposed of according to your will. Give me only your love and your grace. With these I will be rich enough and will desire nothing more. Amen.
Amen.
Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.
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 So let's kick off this different show that we're doing. We are in the middle of our pledge drive. We're going to pay some bills while we're on the air this morning, and that's an awesome thing. There's so many good things that go on. You know that our theme is Heroes for All Time, so we're going to sprinkle into our conversation some of our favorite saints, our saint heroes. But most importantly, we want your help. Make pledges for us, if you will, where it's at 470-508-1160. So that's 470-508-1160, just like our radio station. Or you can go online at www.thequestatlanta.com. So that's going to be, we're going to talk about a lot of cool things, but at the end of the day, we need your help, and we're counting on it, and we're confident that we will get it. So thank you so much. You got some donations?
Yeah, so we already have some donations for our hour. Wow, we're kicking it off. Well, that's amazing. So we have got, so some of my recognized friends of ours. So we've got a donation from Lourdes from Dunwoody. That was one of my friends. Thank you so much, Lourdes. And then Randy Hain.
Thank you, Randy.
Yeah, buddy.
Awesome.
You guys.
Thank you, Randy.
Yep. And we've got M&M, Mr. and Mrs. William. That's in honor of you, John.
Oh, the car calls?
From Marietta. And Anne from Marietta in honor of the Family Room. And Randy in honor of John from Roswell. And John, you and your wife also donated too. So we've got on there too.
I think we need to step back, John. It's your show. Nope. You're getting all the donations, brother.
You're getting the donations.
I was reading the number. It was all about reading the number.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So that is great that we already are there. And so this is so very exciting that we've got that. We've got, so in addition to those of you who are sending us money on air, as John said, we need to keep the lights on. We need to make sure that the station stays up so that you can hear all the wonderful content that we have for you. We also have people praying for us. And the moment we've got people praying in our Adoration Chapel, and if that's something you would like to do for us here at the Quest, you also can volunteer to come and be in our Adoration Chapel. We've got people in adoration almost all, I don't remember exactly our hours, but they're pretty long. We've got people in here praying adoration. I know that when we're recording our show, we've always got people right in there who are praying. And right now for the pledge drive, we've got people who are in there praying in adoration. But we at the Family Room also have a group of wonderful prayer warriors. We call them our family keepers, and they are prayer warriors, and people have signed up at the last pledge drive back in March, April timeframe. They all signed up and they each pray for a week for us. And so family keepers out there, we thank you so very much for your prayers for the Quest, as well as for the Family Room and for families. And so they're praying for themselves and for the other family keeper families and for us and our families. So we really appreciate them very much. So as John just mentioned, our topic for our pledge drive is saints, heroes for all time. And I think that's one of the things, such a gift for us as Catholics, that we do have this communion of saints. I was listening earlier to the Quest, and one of the women was saying that she was a convert and she had come from a Presbyterian background. And she said, we didn't have the communion of saints. Right. And I didn't really even know that that was something. I didn't understand it. For those of you who don't understand the communion of saints, the way I like to describe it to my friends who don't have a Catholic background is that, you know, just like you ask each other to pray. I asked John to pray for me. Craig, I ask you to pray for me, right? Each of you probably out there, you ask a friend to pray for you. It's the same for us, because as you all believe, all Christians believe that we are alive in Christ, that when we die, we are alive in Christ. And so that communion of saints are those people who've gone before us who are alive in Christ. And what better place to get somebody praying for you than at the throne of our Lord? Amen. You know, they're sitting right there.
So true.
Yeah.
Well, it's interesting because when they talked, talked about Abraham and when Craig referenced Abraham and Moses in Scripture, you know, Jesus said, God is not the father of the dead. He's the father of the living. And, you know, a lot of people make a mistake when they talk about our saints, like, well, you worship these people, you do whatever. And that's not the truth.
No,
that's one of those lies that kind of got put into the faith and to try to draw people away. Because for me, you know, saints are people that were very ordinary in a lot of ways. And I said St. Ignatius earlier, right? He was a noble. He was a warrior. He had all these grand plans of his life. A terrible life event happened to him, took a cannonball to the leg. He was convalescing, and he didn't have anything to read. Funny enough, what did he read? He read the lives of the saints.
Yeah.
And it was these ordinary people, I guess, that made extraordinary commitments and lived this exemplary life. And Ignatius was like, wow, this is pretty impressive. So he went through a whole process of discerning. How do you discern? How do you understand God's voice from Satan's voice? Because, folks, there is a satanic voice out there. There's your own voice. There's the voice of everybody in the world. And today, in particular, our society's muted the voice of God because God doesn't exist or God doesn't have anything relevant to say. We've even had people say, oh, the Bible was written by a bunch of people, had these manly views that didn't appreciate women. Well, Christ came and he showed the value of women. Mm-hmm. He showed us how to live. And these saints grabbed onto that thing. And for me, Ignatius was like, I want to evaluate Christ's life from creation, frankly, all the way through to his passion, death, and resurrection. And then sit in that, meaning when I pray through it, how do I see myself in each one of those things, making it very personal? Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, God starts to reveal who he is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Father, I love you. I did all this for you. Creation is for you. Mm-hmm. Became very personal.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a great way to, how do I make decisions today? How do I live my life today? Only by the mind of Christ.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to make a lot of mistakes, John. I make a lot of mistakes when I do my own thing and when I think I have all the answers. And it's only in the light of God's grace where he smacks me on the back of the head and is like, wake up, man. I got a better plan.
Well, you're in good company. He smacked a lot of saints. You know,
I'm not a saint, though, John. That's the problem.
You're working on it. You know, we're talking about the church triumphant. We're the church militant. And some days we're more militant than others.
I feel like the church beat up some days.
No, that's good. But I think, and Mari, there's one thing I really want to call out, because we talked about it, you shared it in the notes, and I think today is the 104th anniversary of the miracle of the sun at Fatima, right?
Yes.
And I know you can't call Mary technically your favorite saint. We'll talk about that, because she's a league of her own. But I think just acknowledging that those three kids, Blessed Virgin, there's this constant pull on us to come back. And so I think that's really powerful wisdom in the selection of the theme for this pledge drive. And I think that powerful pull back, let me just point right back at the quest. I'm not saying that there's a saint quest somewhere. I'm saying there's probably a lot of saints involved with the quest. We've certainly had a lot of intercession. But when you think about pulling back or driving to things that are good, as the saints pull us or call us or encourage us, I really see the quest doing that for me. And if you'd asked me 10 years ago, would I ever be talking to a whole bunch of people about this is what a radio station can do for you? And you know, I've done my own for a long time, right?
Yep.
But the quest is amazing. And I think of it in terms of like both two things, like information and inspiration. It's two very, very different things for me when I think about listening to quest, because you've got El Cresta, Catholic Answers Live, Call to Communion, Open Line. Those are all really good information things, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I tell you, I have never listened to Christ is the Answer that I have not come away totally moved, totally inspired by some aspect of that, right? So there's such a broad appeal for me in the programming of the quest, and I think that's just appropriate that we would engage that way.
Yeah, so listeners, if you want to support that amazing programming that John was just mentioning, please call in and donate. Once again, our donation number is 470-508-1160. That's 470-508-1160. Or you can go online to thequestatlanta.com, and we have some pledges that just came in. We have Beth, who just donated, and Beth gave such an amazing, from Powder Springs, she gave an amazing large donation. Beth, we really are so thankful for you.
Thank you, Beth.
And just so you listeners know, that donors who give a monthly donation will be registered to win a beautiful canvas giclée of the Holy Family. And artist Sally Kazin, if you guys know her, she's an amazing woman. She did this artwork. It's called The Presentation of the Lamb. But the other thing, so Beth has just entered into the drawing to win a VIP pilgrimage to the EWTN studios and the Shrine of the Most Blessed Sacrament in Hansville. So like a 2 or 3 night pilgrimage over there. So if you give a $1,000 donation or more, you are entered into that drawing to win the VIP pilgrimage. We also have Guillermo, who just from Ackworth, who just donated as well. Thank you, Guillermo. And we have Jason, who donated specifically for the family room. He's from Roswell, probably one of y'all's buddies, right? And then John, also from Milton, donated for the family room as well. And then we also have Brad Cummings, who also donated to the family room. So thank you. I see a lot of fist bumps happening over here. Yeah.
Thank you, Brad. God bless you.
Yeah. So listeners, it is great. We also, because John just mentioned, this is the 104th anniversary of the miracle of the sun at Fatima. And for those of you who don't know it, you know, Our Lady appeared to three shepherd children in Fatima, Portugal. I was actually there 3 weeks ago. It was a blessed, amazing place. And they said, you know, can you show, you know, they were getting a lot of persecution in that town, their small village, and a lot of persecution. And they said, you know, can you show yourself? And she promised that there would be something amazing. And there was the miracle of the sun that happened October 13th, 1917. And I don't remember how many tens of thousands of people actually saw the sun and what happened there. It's just, you can look it up, and also you can watch it, because we have listeners who are calling in right now. We're going to do a drawing. If you call in, we've got several Fatima movies. There's a beautiful movie that was just put out just a couple of years ago. I think it was actually in 2019, and it's inspired by that true story. And so if you want the DVD of that movie to be able to share with your family and watch that, we've got several of those DVDs, and we've got them available. If you call in during this hour, we will choose somebody, and you will get the Fatima movie. So make sure we've got your address when you call in, too, so we can get that to you. So thank you so much.
Just curiously, I know we haven't talked about this, but isn't it kind of interesting, though, how we're referencing people back to EWTN, which is the largest Catholic broadcasting system in the world, started by a single nun with a single passion that said, I love Christ and I want to bring him to the world.
Yeah.
Her message was nothing really more than that. How do I love Christ? How do I bring him to the world? And God used that in an ill-equipped, in a lot of ways, a cloistered nun gets called out.
Yeah.
What's he calling us to? I mean, how are we becoming saints, and how are we answering that call?
Yeah, because this pledge drive, we're talking about saints, like capital S saints, right? But all of us are called to be saints, little 100%. S saints. Yeah, and
100%.
That's also in the family room why we talk about so much. We talk about how marriage and family are great ways to equip us to become saints. But I think listening to Catholic radio, when you hear the stories of other people, when you hear the inspiring messages, maybe to answer your question, Craig, maybe that's one of the ways we figure out what God's calling us to do.
Because, 100%.
Yeah, we hear some of these stories and all of these inspirational ideas from other people.
Well, think about it. So Christ came to bring hope, like you said. Mm-hmm. He went into a broken world that was very confused. He shed light on how to love, how to care, and how to rethink, you know, transformation of your mind. But he gave hope. Even after his crucifixion, he gave hope. Catholic radio is all about hope. The saints are all about hope. It's about us looking deeply at them, being inspired by their lives. There were times these people were in that are far worse than some of what we're experiencing today. But what happened? God never left them alone.
Yeah.
He entered in.
So let me stretch that for a second.
Please.
So think about all the great saints. And I say that like I've thought all about, but think about great saints. The first thing that they did was listen. They heard God's voice, and they listened, and they obeyed. And I think while we're talking about the Quest Atlanta, and we're talking about the radio, you know, I do not want to equivocate, but it's all about listening. You just never know, as you're listening to fruitful, good Catholic things, what God's message will be. Mm-hmm. And so I think, Craig, sometimes that we're not called to do great things as much as we're called to just listen and be a little bit obedient, right?
100%.
And so I think the question you ask is like an extremely good one, and it's got a really good practical and simple answer. There's people out there who are going to be called to do some pretty amazing things, and we see them. But I think that's I think listening is a really key thing.
Yeah. So, John, you mentioned that Catholic radio is valuable to you because you find information and inspiration.
Right.
And I think, Craig, you were just talking about that as well.
Correct.
Are there other things for you guys that Catholic radio has done for you that you would want to share with our listeners and just encourage them to donate? Again, once at 470-508-1160, call in and donate to help us really continue to reach. This is our opportunity to reach people for Christ, to reach people with that hope and that inspiration that you were just talking about.
Oh, for me, look, even on our show, we've interviewed, you know, some people that we've aired, some people we haven't aired yet, a lot smarter than I am, with a lot more insight into life, a lot more insight, frankly, into spiritual things. And having access to them, being able to listen to them on radio, it just opens my heart up to, oh, wow. And frankly, it might be something I've already heard, but at that moment in time, God enters in and tweaks my conscience and says, this is something you need to remember. So again, you know, John Martinoni is going to be on our show. He's on Catholic Answers. Great to hear how he brings the faith very practically.
John, you mentioned Al Cresta. I love him.
Yes.
Yeah, I love, he's got great people on as well. He's got a lot of great people that he's interviewing, and he just really breaks it down in the stuff that's relevant for today.
He does not back away from difficult questions and difficult topics, which I think is really good. And we need that in a cancel culture where, hey, if you don't say the right thing, you know, your mic is turned off, sticking with the metaphor. But and that kind of surrounding, it's awesome to see a man like that ask the tough questions and get the straight answers.
So right.
That's great.
Yeah, exactly.
He also challenges the church, too, because he says, how do we change the culture
right.
unless the church gets it right?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. So once again, listeners, 470-508-1160 and or online at thequestatlanta.com. I think a lot of our pledges are coming in online. So that's kind of fun to see as well. A lot of people using that opportunity to do that. We've got Mary, who just called in from Marietta and gave a donation. And then a good dear friend of mine, Amy, just called in as well. Thank you so much, Amy. Amy was, I call her my camiga. She's my amiga who was on the Camino, my camiga.
Hi.
Isn't that cool? Yeah. So we just walked the Camino of Santiago de Compostela. So we're talking about saints, right? And so I was thinking about who are my favorite saints. And, there's so many different saints, and it's kind of cool is it depends on the stage of your life, I think. Just like we look at people who've gone before us that we know personally, and we say, oh, she was a great mom, or she was a great wife, or she was a great businesswoman, or for you guys, he was a great whatever it might be for you guys, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I think I read a book a few years back called My Sister Saints, and My Sister's the Saints. And it was a great book. And actually, the woman who wrote the book, she's on EWTN, but she talks about different phases in her life where different saints were important to her, and how she really, she got a lot of encouragement by reading their stories. And you guys mentioned we've already, our first show in the family room, we actually got to interview Dr. Edward Sree, and he had The Art of Living, that he's just written a book on the virtues. And listeners, if you missed that, you can go to our podcast. If you go on to thequestatlanta.com and look up programs on demand and local shows, you'll see the family room on there, and you can listen to any of our shows. In fact, you can listen to any of the national shows or local shows. They're podcasted. A lot of my friends, when they're walking their dogs or whatever, if they're not in their car, they'll listen. But he was talking about one of the ways to grow in virtue is to read the lives of the saints.
Right. Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And so how important that is, because we take in so much bad information every day. If you think about what you're scrolling through on Facebook or Instagram or just the news, we're scrolling through so much negativity or so many people that maybe we don't want to have as role models in our lives. And he talked about if you read the lives of the saints, like Craig, you were talking about Saint Ignatius himself read the lives of the saints, you will grow in virtue as you see the virtue they have. So for me, just walking the Camino of Santiago, which is the way of Saint James, I was thinking about Saint James and all of his scripture around harnessing the tongue and being careful with your words, right? That always hits me right
between. And she looked at me when she said that, John. I don't know what that's all about.
You're self-conscious.
But, but it's interesting because you say that too, because St. Thomas More had come up to me as well.
Mm.
He was a politician. He was an attorney. Henry VIII had him beheaded. Why? Because he stood up for the truth of the church and just said, no, I can't support you in wanting to get divorced.
Mm-hmm.
A normal, humble person that totally gave his life over to God and stood up courageously in the midst of dying and was not afraid to die over it. Right. Not saying we're going to go through the same thing, but we're all dealing with things nowadays we need to stand up for and say, no, you know what? I'm pushing back on that because there is a truth of God out here. It's not my truth. It's not Mari's truth, John. It's the truth of God that we need to bring into this society today that's lost.
Yes, exactly.
Totally agree.
And that's what we're trying to do here on The Quest. We are trying to offer the truth. We want to offer the truth. And so listeners, if you can help us by supporting us, this is a totally volunteer-driven station. Everything we do is through volunteers. We only have one person who has a paycheck at all. And the rest of us are all volunteers, everybody who works and comes and contributes their time. And so if you would support us with a donation at 470-508-1160 or online at thequestatlanta.com. You can also volunteer to, as I said before, pray in our Adoration Chapel. We need people to help with administrative tasks. We're also really looking right now for some volunteers to help us with marketing outreach and social media. So those are all the various ways that you can do that. But we are going to be heading to break in just a couple of minutes here. When we come back, you again, once again, are listening to the Family Room here on AM 1160 The Quest, your Atlanta Catholic Radio. And we're going to talk a little bit more about Family Room types of topics when we come back. The first half, we've talked a lot about saints. We're going to be talking about Family Room stuff and marriage and families.
Family stuff. That's always good.
It is. Yes, and you can always hear us here on Wednesdays at 11. So we'll be back right after this break.
We'll come right back to the Family Room with Mari, John, and Craig right after this.
The Quest presents Pro-Life Minutes.
How many times have we heard, my body, my choice? Yes, a woman can do what she wants with her own body. If she really wants a tattoo or to rock that pink hair, by all means, she has that right. However, a woman does not have the right to choose what is going to be done to another person. If she were forced to have pink hair or forced to jump off a bridge, the person who made those decisions for her would have violated her rights. No one would disagree with that. However, when a woman decides to kill her child by having an abortion, that decision doesn't affect only her body, but it also affects another person's body, the body of her child. That choice infringes upon the child's rights of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. No person's rights are more important than any other person's rights. Let's show the world that every life matters by speaking up for life at every opportunity.
For more homegrown wisdom, visit thequestatlanta.com.
Hi, this is John Gordon from St. Peter Chanel. I really like The Quest because the programming always provides either new information or new insights to understand and support my Catholic faith. Tune in live at The Quest.
Here at The Quest, we often hear how our programs touch hearts and change lives. Now, more than ever, people need to hear the truth and beauty of the Catholic faith. As a 100% listener-supported station, The Quest relies on monthly donations to stay on the air. Please consider making a monthly donation to The Quest and help us continue to provide inspiring Catholic programming. Monthly donors are the lifeblood of the station. Visit thequestatlanta.com to donate, and thank you for your support.
This is Jerry Usher from Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. You know, I can't urge you strongly enough to support Catholic Radio. I've been a part of it for many, many years now. If I could sit here and tell you all the lives I have seen change, the people brought back to God, the prayer intentions, the way that Catholic Radio is blessing people's lives, you may not even believe it, but it's true. And your support is what helps makes that happen. This is your home, and we're always here for you. Thanks to our friends at EWTN, our programming is provided free of charge. But this station has other expenses that must be paid to keep the doors open and the lights on. Support of your local Catholic radio station helps keep shows like Take Two with Jerry and Debbie available in your area. No matter the amount, your gift works to make a difference for you, for others, and for the future of our Catholic radio family. Please prayerfully consider making a gift right now. We'll talk to you soon.
To donate, log on to thequestatlanta.com.
Welcome back to the Family Room on The Quest.
Welcome back, everybody. You are listening to The Family Room on 1160 AM, The Quest Atlanta, your Catholic radio. We're in the middle of our pledge drive, and we're grateful for everybody that's pledged so far. Many, many great contributions, and we're asking you to continue. Our number is 470-508-1160, 470-508-1160, or you can go online to www.thequestatlanta.com and make your contribution that way. If you like what you hear on The Family Room, check the little box on the bottom and say, The Family Room rocks. That's really not there, but you could say that anyway as you check the box. That would be cool. And so as we're talking about The Quest Atlanta, let's just pop some statistics out there. So there are approximately 300 Catholic radio stations in the United States of America. This is not news and comment, but I'll comment anyway. That seems like awesome, but also small. I don't know why. There are over 15,000 radio stations in total. Maybe that's why. The perspective, yeah, 300 out of 15,000.
Yeah, I can't do that math that fast, but that's...
It's small percent.
Yeah.
We are a voice in the wilderness crying out.
Very much so.
So according to AC Nielsen Company, the average person watches more than 4 hours of TV every single day. And I do.
Great if it's EWTN.
Well, yeah, but I bet you your next paycheck it's not. So I think here's a question I ask. I wonder how much of that, Mari, think about your words, inspire, inform, offer wisdom. Really, honestly, how much of that happens on TV? Podcasts, We talked about podcasts, how powerful that is for us. Just to go back in our schedules, we can't always listen during the live times, right? So pull the podcast up. Studies have been done that the brain is more active while listening to podcasts than when watching television. And if you've ever seen somebody like glued to the tube, you know that that's true, yeah. Right? They're like, cat of time. And so, so I think it just putting some things in perspective. Craig, you had statistics specifically on Catholic radio, I think, right?
Well, I mean, it's interesting. I think these statistics support a lot of what we already know. If you're listening to Catholic radio, it's because you find value in it. You know, 94% of people who listen are more spiritually engaged and inspired.
Especially if they're listening to The Family Room, right?
Here's the biggest one. Because of The Family Room, take this my way. 69% are better able to teach their children about the faith.
Yes.
Okay?
And that's part of our goal.
Our job is to teach. We can't leave it up to the school. We can't leave it up to, you know, even our churches. We have to be the ones that teach it. 47% attend Mass more frequently. And then, guys, the big one for all of you, 7 out of 10 say they tithe regularly. Tithing is all about it. We need your donations. You know, we have to pay our bills just like everybody else does here at the station. As Mother Angelica says, slide us in between your gas and electric bill. We need the help. We need to stay on the air. Why? Because I think, and this is not particular to The Family Room, but I think Catholic radio and Catholic voices are more relevant and more important today because you need to be equipped on how you can now be that light to other people.
Mm-hmm.
Our job is to pass the light around, and your job is to continue to pass it around.
Yes, and the way you can do that is by calling in and donating at 470-508-1160 or online at thequestatlanta.com. So that would be great. You know, one of the things that you just said, one of the additional statistics about Catholic radio that really struck me when we were reading and hearing about these, and this is studies that have been done on those 300 stations that are around the country, was that 31% of people have said they return to the church because of listening to Catholic radio. And we're trying to get people to understand the wisdom that is offered here in our Catholic faith, which is why on The Family Room, Craig, just like you said, we recognize that the family is the domestic church. The family is where the kingdom of God starts at the beginning. It starts at home in your 100%. Family, right? Your family of origin. We've all shared some stories about our families of origin and how our parents inspired us. We've had priests on. We had Father Dan Ketter. If you guys love Father Dan Ketter, like most of Atlanta seems to, we're all Ketter groupies here, Father Ketter groupies. He spoke about his family of origin and how his parents, just in their quiet faithfulness, really inspired him and were there for his journey, his faith journey. But that's what we're trying to encourage other marriages and families. We know that they're under attack. We know marriage is under attack. We know families are under attack. And so on The Family Room, that's what we're trying to do, is we're trying to help people learn more about their faith, be able to share their faith. You guys, some of you have been listening for a while, heard Christine Faluca earlier today, and she did a great marketing study. And we heard that our listeners said, I want to learn more about my faith so I can share it. And that's what we want to do as well in The Family Room, is be able to help people understand their faith, be able to share their faith with their children, but also with their neighbors, with their coworkers, with as many people as possible. So we bring on our show a lot of people who've got great stories, great inspiration, great wisdom, great truth from a Catholic perspective, and that's what we're offering to you. I know for me, radio was really instrumental for me when I was a young mom. Now I guess I'm an old mom.
Wasn't going to go there, but honesty is the best policy.
Okay.
How about you're a mom? Let's leave it at that.
There we go. Yeah.
The truth shall make you old.
There you go. It will. I'm sitting here looking. We're all gray-headed here. Well.
And she looks at us, and we're older than she is, John. So if she's old, we're ancient, my friend.
Oh, wait. Craig, I think I got you beat by a couple of years. But anyway, when I was listening to radio out there running carpool and all that, I was listening to this was before we had Catholic radio in Atlanta for all those years when my kids were little. And I was listening to a lot of Christian radio because I really found myself turned off by just secular radio. So I was listening to a lot of Christian radio, beautiful praise and worship songs, and then some of the talk radio and all. And I listened a lot to Focus on the Family or Family Life Today. A lot of our listeners, yes, I'm sure, are familiar with, yep, both of those programs. And when The Quest came to me and they said, you know, we want to transition your show. I had a show called what was my show called?
Shelter in Peace.
Thank you. Wow. That's the old part coming out, right?
Okay.
Yeah. So I got to have a show here on The Quest where we prayed for listeners and offered encouragement and stuff called Shelter in Peace. And you can still hear those podcasted as well. But they said, what would you like to turn that into? And I started really praying about it. And I said, you know what Catholic radio seems to be missing is a Catholic version of one of those other shows, one of those Christian shows like The Family Life Today or Focus on the Family. And we wanted a Catholic version. So that's what we've done. And that's what the beauty of The Quest is, because we're a local station, we can do some really amazing things. We've got the flexibility and the freedom to do some amazing things. And that's why we came up. And John and Craig, you've helped me to create this beautiful new show, The Family Room, to help listeners, especially wherever they are in life, whether they're young parents, older parents, grandparents, or if they don't even have children, but they're a part of a family, to offer them a lot of the same types of people that they would have heard on some of these other stations, but from a Catholic perspective. And so listeners, if you want to support us being able to do that, please, please pledge now. Call in to 470-508-1160 or online at thequestatlanta.com. But one of the things we promised was that you would hear more about marriages, right? So, John, you look like
I'm going to throw this out there for fun. So here's a little challenge. We're at 470-508-1160. If you've heard, this is secular, I apologize. If you've heard of Paul Simon, still crazy after all these years, call now and donate, even if it's $1. $50 would be better. But just say, hey, I'm old too, and I know about Paul Simon, and I'm willing to put some money out there for you. 470-508-1160. Still crazy after all these years. Here's the segue. In this room, as we speak, 95 years of marriage.
Woohoo!
90 for Craig, 2.5 for you, 2.5 for me. But seriously, I said Paul Simon because it's still crazy after all these years. We can say still married after all these years.
Oh.
And secular is still crazy after all these years. But I think we wanted to talk a little bit about just some real, because I think the one of the great fears that I have about this show is that somebody out there listening is going to think Mari and Craig and John, if they don't know us, are just somehow better than anybody else or perfect.
No.
We are, well, Craig and I fall into the knucklehead group. I don't know what you say about a woman that way, but we got the knucklehead thing down. But there's really good stuff inside these knuckleheads, and we want to talk to all the other folks out there who, I can't call people knuckleheads, but I think we want to share some things that we've learned in our 95 years,
well,
right?
That's what it's all about, learning, right?
Yeah.
It's all about, we are still in the process of learning, being taught by God. And it's kind of funny, too, though, when you're talking about time. I don't know about the rest of you, but the saints that go before us,
mm-hmm.
you know, my parents were not saints. My wife's parents are not saints, but they lived saintly marriages in as much as they honored each other. Mm-hmm. They didn't always get along. They didn't always, you know, do it exactly right, but they were faithful to each other. So for me, the example I had is pretty easy because before my father died, my parents had 50 plus years in.
Yeah.
My in-laws, by the grace of God, who are still alive, they have, I'm going to get this wrong, so forgive me, Dave and Donna. I want to say they've got 57 years in together. Mm-hmm. They got married very young.
Wow.
My wife's grandparents had almost 70 years of marriage.
Yeah.
Imperfect examples, but examples of perseverance, examples of how do I make this work, examples of this family is important to me and we're going to make it happen. And this family is important to me. This family here at The Quest is very important. Shameless plug. That's why we need your donations. 470-508-1160, because this family is important.
Yeah, it is. You know, and I was thinking, my husband and I, when we got married, we were very blessed. We felt very blessed that we both came from families that had stayed together. And once again, our parents also, they were together. They were before death separated them, but they're going to be together again in heaven. They both, between our two sets of parents, they had about 112 years of marriage.
Wow,
and it's just
amazing.
A beautiful, yeah, so incredibly beautiful to see that and to know that. And also as Catholics, recognizing that marriage is a sacrament. We talk about that on The Family Room, that it's not just us. Okay, so we got a bunch of knuckleheads, and guys, I'll go ahead and I'll own up that I'm a sinner in need of a savior as well. I don't know what the female version of knucklehead is, but I am one as well.
We'll count that.
There we go. And so So we say that, but it's not just us, right? It's the third, that third strand. I know yes. That was a reading in my wedding. It probably was one of yours as well, right? That third strand is Jesus. That third strand is God, our Lord and Savior. And he's the one who was sacramentally for Catholics. Our marriage is a sacramental. It's a sacramental promise. It's a sacramental blessing. And so we've got God in there to help. And that's what we want to do, is just encourage by getting to hear stories of families, stories of marriages, stories of people who offer inspiration or hope or education, especially things relevant to what we're dealing with. You know, so if you listen to back to some of our other shows, you know, we've had Melissa Foley on, and she talked about how your identity in Christ will really help you in your relationships and give you some tools to deal with difficult conversations in your life. We had Father Dan Ketter, as I mentioned, he was on our show, and he was talking about how to keep your marriage out of his tribunal. He's our vicar here in the Archdiocese of Atlanta for the tribunal. Yep.
So, Mari.
Yes.
The biggest thing you learned in your time as marriage. What have you learned about marriage in your time in your marriage?
In my marriage. You know, one of the words that came to me as I was praying about this and thinking about that is not all about me. It's not all about me. And the reason I say that is because it's interesting. You'll think I'm going to say, because it's got to be sacrificial and we're supposed to lay down our lives, which actually you guys have to do that. That's what the Bible says.
Allegedly.
Yeah. You guys are the ones who have to be like Christ and lay down your lives, right? So that's part of it, the sacramental part of it, the sacrificial part of it. But the other part about it's not all about me is realizing that as I watch my husband, as I learn my husband, knowing that if he's in a bad mood or if he's having a rough day, it's not about me. You know, it's not necessarily that I did something. And that took some time to learn. Sometimes it's just he didn't eat yet or didn't get enough sleep or, you know, something like that.
And, you know,
like
guys can be when we don't eat.
Hangry.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Hey, what about you, Jeff?
Well, so I learned that it's important to give back. So 470-508-1160 and give back a little bit. Actually, it's funny you say that, Mari, because the biggest mistake, I have a lot of really big mistakes, but a big one that I can make is to think that it's all about me. Mm-hmm. If somebody's cranky, I did something. So totally get that. I think there were two things that Barb and I learned. But one was not to take each other so seriously or too seriously, right? When it's like when we forget to laugh at the dumb stuff, because by dumb stuff, I'm a stand-up comedian professionally, but you got to laugh. And when we forget to do that, or we start taking each other too seriously, it gets dicey, right?
Yeah. So take yourself too seriously in the situation.
Or presume that there's something more implied in what Barb said to me or that I said to her. No, I just said something dumb. It was a joke, hot laugh. Now let's move. So I think not taking things too seriously. And the other thing we had to learn how to do was fight. It took us 5 years to learn how to have a fight. I won't go into those details, but you got to learn. You can have a robust discussion and nobody falls over dead. There's no blood. There's no divorce. It's just, hey, we just had a really good one and look, we're still married.
You know what, John? I think that should be a topic of a future show, don't you think?
Actually, it should be. That's a good idea.
Because I think it's important, because so many times you hear people say, oh my gosh, my parents got divorced and I never saw them fight. Well, they just held it in.
Maybe that's the problem.
Right.
I mean, think about that. There are people that are like, my parents didn't fight. They're divorced. Why? Because they never resolved anything.
Right.
They never had good discussions.
Yeah. Right, exactly. So before we hear yours, I want to go ahead and call out a few of the pledges we've had come in. So thank you so much, Kevin from Marietta, who pledged for the family room. Kevin and Ann, actually, they both have the same last name. So I'm assuming they're both together. And then David, thank you so much, David. He's a fan of John Gordon, he said, from Marietta. So great.
The fan club's at two.
There you go. I think you're winning once again. Yes.
Yeah, he's definitely winning.
Yeah, there you go. He's been married the longest. Maybe that's what it is.
It's pity.
It's pity.
I feel sorry for him.
Talking about sinners in need of a savior.
Exactly.
Okay. We've got Mark and Susan, who, what a beautiful donation. Thank you guys so much, Mark and Susan. And then we've got Joanne and Hugh, who also called in from Woodstock. So thank you so very much for your kind donation. So listeners, we really appreciate that. And we haven't really said, but if you give a dollar a day, a few minutes ago, John was teasing about, you know, if you know Paul Simon, send in a dollar a day. You can be part of our dollar a day club. Or you can also give $100 a month and you're a station guardian. You can give $25 a month and you share the vision. So those monthly donations are really important to us because Yeah, steady income. We do have to still pay our monthly bills every month. And so if as you do that, we've got things like coffee mugs and different things that we're doing. And also, here's another thing to know. As a station donor, no matter how much you give or how little you give, how often you give, or how recurring you give, we put your name in our prayer book. And our prayer book sits in our chapel, which is right on the other side of this station wall, right here, our studio wall, where we're recording right now, we're broadcasting right now. And we have prayer warriors in there. As I said before, we've got people in adoration. We've got the Blessed Sacrament right now exposed. We've got people in adoration praying. They're praying for the station, but they're also praying for all of those intentions that are in our prayer book. So we put your name in there. We also put any of your intentions. So if you call in and have an intention, we ask you to do that. So once again, if you're wondering where to call, you're going to call 470-508-1160, 470-508-1160, or you can do it online at thequestatlanta.com. So Craig, I think we were going to hear your wisdom, right?
Wow, that's a bold statement. Wisdom coming from me. Now, I guess, you know, it reminds me of a Casting Crown song, Broken Together. You go into marriage a lot of times with all these happy feelings because we're both young and really good looking, or at least my wife is really good looking. Did me a big favor. Thank you, Kelly.
You're married up. Good for you.
Dude, I'll punt in my coverage like you wouldn't believe. But, you know, you come into this with all these good ideas, but nobody really breaks down the practicality of, you know, how do we fight? Going back to what I said earlier, there are those people that haven't had good examples of parents. They got divorced early, whatever. So they bring that into marriage. Either it's, you know, Dr. Schutz brought in the idea that he had a divorce in his family. He was afraid of divorce because what it meant, whatever. May not be that severe, but there are these little things, these little ego tweaks that I brought into the marriage that, you know, Kelly would simply say, hey, would you wipe this down for me? And my head would explode because I'm like, oh, you don't think I'm doing enough around here, all that stuff. And to your point, it was about taking yourself too seriously.
Yeah.
But it was also a process of, I need to look at myself. Why am I reacting like this? Yeah. Because she didn't do anything that would constitute me having that visceral of a reaction. And as Melissa Foley talked about, you know, the barb.
The barbed wire.
May not be a big barb for me. It may be enough of one, but it tweaked my ego. It did something. And I had to go, you know what? I need to just relax. And oh, by the way, Kelly and I are very different. She's very meek, quiet, sweet. Mm-hmm. I'm the absolute opposite, as John has pointed out. I can be loud. I can be, you know, I can say a lot of the wrong things a lot of times. And Kelly's had to learn how to accept me for who I am and I for who she is.
Right, right. Exactly.
We're just fixing your
mic
volume.
You're never going to live that down, by the way.
We're fixing your mic volume over here. Hang on a second. So it's funny you said it.
Truth is truth, John. Remember that. And I'm good with that.
We only speak the truth. Pot him down a little bit. There's something came to my mind and ran away. No. So when you were talking earlier, Craig, you were talking about just the gift of your of the marriages in your family, right? Mm-hmm. Barb and I were walking the other morning, and sometimes when we walk, it's just really quiet. Sometimes, like, world hunger is solved, and then it comes back right after we're done. But but we were talking, sometimes Barb just says things that blow me away. So she was talking about our kids and her brother and just some different family things. And she said, look, I made it clear to our children, we've given them three gifts. And I'm like, this will be good. No, seriously. I'm like, okay, I'm listening. She said, number one, we gave them their faith. Mm-hmm. Number two, we gave them a solid marriage. We have stayed married. And number three, we paid for their education.
I need to tell my kids that too.
But you think about that. To me, it seemed like the perfect triangle, right? You've got God, you've got your reflection of God in a marriage, and then you're taking care of them as a father.
Yeah.
Right? That's stability.
I thought, man, Barb, maybe she should come on here.
That's a good idea. We should have
Barb on the show.
Yeah, you could have all the spouses.
I would say,
they
could
do the knucklehead show.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Let's talk about those knuckleheads again.
I don't know. George might not like that. I don't know.
He'd do it.
Yeah, he's got a great radio voice, actually.
He does.
He plays, if you guys listen, listeners, if you listen to The Angelus at Noon, that's my husband and me. And every time he's on there, he's like, yeah, that was enough. That was all. And Steph Ike, who is a great volunteer at the show, she says, oh my gosh, we need to get George talking more on the radio. I said, well, you can talk to him about that. Yeah. So listeners, if you are listening, this is the type of thing we talk about. We talk about the honesty of our marriages and families, but we also really interview some really amazing people who come on and tell us about So give us some tools, give us some wisdom, give us some encouragement, tell us their stories. And that's what we're trying to provide for you. For those of you who are walking in this world that can be harder and harder these days to walk in, we give you that opportunity to learn and to grow and how you can bless your marriages, whether it's about not taking yourself too seriously as a spouse, or whether it's how to encourage a child who's dealing with something really that they're really struggling with, or how to deal with a past wound, or like you said, Craig, a baggage that they're bringing into their marriage or into your family. That's what we want to do. We want to be very, very real and relevant mm-hmm. to your world, and to help you to walk closer, a closer relationship with our Lord and Savior, and get all of you to be saints who are heading to heaven together. We're trying to save everybody's soul by introducing them to just the beauty of our Lord and Savior and our Catholic Church. So if you'd like to support that, once again, you can call in to 470-508-1160 or donate online at thequestatlanta.com. And we've got a few more callers calling in. We just really appreciate you, Phil, called in from Sandy Springs. Thank you so much for your very, very generous donation. And John, for your incredibly generous donation as well from Atlanta. So Phil and John from Atlanta, it looks like there's one being written right now. We've got this.
Real time
that's coming in. Nancy. Yay. Thank you, Nancy, so much for that very generous donation. Nancy is also a volunteer here at The Quest. So thank you, Nancy, for your generous donation as well. We've got just a few minutes left. Guys, is there anything else that you think about your marriage or things that you want to share that you've learned in marriage that our listeners might appreciate?
You know, again, I'll defer to just wisdom that I've gotten from Barb, but we were talking about different things, and she said, you know, one of the things about marriage is that in our marriage, God has led us. And that doesn't mean, we've made decisions, we've taken paths in life that we really truly believed were right. And God very carefully, gently, but in a convicting way, redirected us. Mm-hmm. And I think that that's part of the grace of the sacrament. I mean, I have come to appreciate, I surely didn't understand it the day I took vows with Barb, but there is grace in the sacrament. Mm-hmm. You said it was the third string Jesus. It's a sacrament. It produces grace. Mm-hmm. And I think that's something that we learn, just to be in tune to that, because we're both very let's get something done kind of people. And we talked to Craig, you told us at the very, very beginning, all the saints and just getting them to listen.
Right. So. You know, Craig, one of the things you said, I wanted to mention this too, is what you were talking, it really spurred me to think about expectations. Mm. And I think that gets in our way in our marriages 100%. Too, is those expectations. And what do we expect of our spouse? And what do we expect based on how we saw our parents, right? You said, you know, Kelly asked you to wipe something down. And I remember George and I, when we were first engaged and we were doing some marriage prep and we read this book, and it was, you filled out this list, like what did the dad do in your family? What did the mom do in your family? Well, I had an amazing dad. He did so much in our home as well. He was the one who mopped the floors. He's the one who cleaned the bathrooms. He did a lot of that. So I'm checking all these boxes. This is what the dad does. This is what the man in the house. And so George does his list, and he looks at my list and he goes, okay, so those are all the things the man does. What's the woman do? I said, she has the babies. So
I thought he was going to have your dad move in with you.
Yeah, there you go. He's an amazing husband and an amazing father as well. But when you get married, you don't know what you're heading into. We didn't even know if we could have babies. You know, who knew?
Sure.
And so all of us, our expectations of each other, our expectations of marriage.
But of ourselves, yeah.
But at the end of the day, we know that we have the solid expectation that the Lord is sacramentally offering us this gift of marriage. He's given us this gift of family, and he will be there no matter what. He's the one who's never changing. He is never changing.
Yeah, no, he's always giving us, to your point, the grace so he can heal the brokenness.
Mm-hmm.
He can bring new life into it. And frankly, in our world, it's our little Garden of Eden. He put Kelly here with me to tend to our little garden, and I appreciate that, and I'm very blessed to have been given such a beautiful wife.
Yeah, yeah. So as we finish up, we've got about another minute left of our show. Listeners, we just thank you so much for having the Quest Atlanta, your Catholic radio, on your hearts. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you for your donations. Thank you for sponsoring and also helping us with this brand new show, The Family Room. We would encourage you to come and listen and support us, and also let us know what you want to hear. If there are topics you want to hear, you can write us in at the Quest Atlanta. You can reach out to us and let us know what you want to hear. I also want to thank one final donor who just donated, Mary Crescenti, who's a dear friend of all of ours.
Thank you, Mary.
A very, very generous gift. I just said her last name. We're not usually do that, but Mary is a great friend of all of ours. So she just gave a very generous gift for the station on our behalf, and we really appreciate her so much. So listeners, once again, we just thank you for joining us here on our pledge drive this week, Saints Heroes for All Time. And we will be back here again with you next week on The Family Room. And we've got some great topics and guests that we invite you to come back and listen to. So once again, thank you for everything. And we look forward to seeing you next week here on The Family Room, where we offer hope, encouragement, truth, and wisdom for families.
Thanks for hanging out with us in The Family Room. For more info, go to thequestatlanta.com.